chapter 9. Ananias is sent to find Paul. What's he look like? What color of clothes does he have on? What color of robe is the man wearing? What are the physical descriptions of this man? I find nothing about that. Ananias, you will find this man, and you will know who it is by just this. Behold, he prayeth. He prayeth. It is that which is as natural to the new man as breathing and eating is to the man in the flesh. The great question for my heart and yours tonight, is it that way with me? What a change, I'll tell you, you'll find in your life when I say, Lord, help me this year at Winter Youth Conference to see what it means to pray, to learn to pray. Dorcas, Peter kneeled down and prayed. Chapter 10. Cornelius. What was he known for? What did God say has come up for memorial before me? Cornelius. He prayed to God always. Thy prayers are come up before a memorial before God. You mean? Yes. He hears. He remembers. He takes account of. He never forgets. He never forgets what we've said to him in prayer. He never forgets our commitments. He's always there. And you know, the Lord is preparing Cornelius. But at the same time, the Lord is sending Peter to school. And how's he doing it? Is he doing it through a textbook? Peter, these are the things right here? No. Peter was in a trance. And you remember the sheep that is let down from heaven three times. And the Lord says to Peter, Peter, don't you call that uncommon which I have cleansed in prayer. Peter is prepared to meet Cornelius. In prayer, Cornelius is prepared to meet Peter and the gospel given to the Gentiles. We'll look at this chapter 12. That's part of the conference this week. We want to look at the time when Peter was in prison and the men of this world and the authorities were doing all that they could do. But you know what they didn't know? They didn't know that saints were praying. They had no idea of the value of prayer. And we'll look at that account and see that an angel appears and that the chains fall off of this man. You guys that are in physics in school, you stop and think about that a minute. Have you ever seen anybody that the chains just fell off his arms? This is the God that we belong to. Prayer was made without ceasing of the assembly unto God for him. Chapter 16. Here are God's servants. And they have been beaten. They have been beaten with many stripes. They have been put into the inner stocks. There has been the instruction given, be sure they don't get away. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They prayed. And they sang praises unto God. My, do you know something? There was a man that was listening. I dare say there were many that were listening that night. What kind of people are these men? We've beaten them. We've thrown them into the inner stocks. And these men are praising their God. They soon found out, didn't they? When the earthquake came, and so on. Chapter 20, the Ephesian elders. He says, He gave them instructions. I commend you to God and to the word of His grace. We would remember that. And it says, He kneeled down and He prayed with them all. You see, the book of Acts is all about prayer. The book of Acts is prayer from the beginning to the end. Chapter 27, when he had thus spoken bread, Paul on the vessel, we know that account. He took bread and he gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. These people were not friendly toward the gospel. They were not friendly toward the word of God. But there was a man of God who bore testimony for God in front of all that were there. And it didn't matter whether they wanted to listen or not. He knew that his line of communication that Emil was talking about, he knew that that line of communication to the God of glory was prayer. And he spoke to the Lord in prayer. Oh, may the Lord help us leave here Saturday morning with somewhat of this spirit burning in our hearts. Lord, teach me to pray. The last example was after the shipwreck. Paul entered in and prayed, and he healed the man. Young people, our Lord said this in Luke. Men ought always to pray. Did you know there's an option? Did you know the Lord gave another option there? There's only one. And not to faint. Pray or faint. That's what He set before them. Do you think it's a subject that we need sharpened up a bit on? As old as I am, or as young as you are, we don't, any of us, have any of this mastered, but the Lord will teach us every day in everything we do. I like to tell you, in your work, in your school, in your exams, Emil's a vice president of a company. He's got problems with the milk. I'm a salesman. I don't know where to go to find customers. The Lord says, I know where they are, Chuck. Why don't you just ask me and I'll show you. And Tony has a job on Wall Street. John has a job, you see, in the lumber yard. They all have different things. And the Lord says to you and I, in all of these things, as well as in your assembly life, as well as in your personal life, as well as in your family life,